This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New numbers concerning coronavirus from the World Health Organization say over 800,000 people on the planet are dealing with the COVID-19 infection, and nearly 39,000 people have died because of it. And the rate of infection is increasing rapidly, including in the United States. Nearly 165,000 people in the U.S. have now been infected, and that's led to almost 3,200 fatalities. A report this morning says 90% fewer passengers are flying as compared with 2019 numbers. TSA airport checkpoint figures indicate the number of airline passengers in the U.S. was below the 200,000 mark on Saturday and Sunday. On the same days last year, more than 2 million people made their way through those checkpoints. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Two U.S. Navy hospital ships are now up and running in the nation's two largest cities, including in New York, where the USNS Comforts come calling.
The vessel and the members of the military on board will be able to support local hospitals dealing with corona cases and be able to treat up to 1,000 patients with other ailments.
And I watched the Mercy floating in to Los Angeles almost a week ago. They are stocked. They are really ready to go. They're stocked with both talent and tremendous amounts of equipment. The Navy and everybody else involved, they got it ready so fast. It's just incredible what they can do. They've geared up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Southeast United States on alert today for the possibility of some severe spring weather. Strong thunderstorms that could spark tornadoes are very likely this afternoon and evening across Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and the low country of South Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A young child is among the several people hurt in a shooting during a celebration in North Philadelphia last evening. Five people, including the child who's younger than two and his mother, were wounded when someone opened fire during the birthday party. The child was shot at least once in the back and is in critical condition, and no arrests have been made. Whole Foods workers nationwide are calling out sick today. They want better protections against the coronavirus pandemic. The group is called Whole Worker, and they say there are unsafe working conditions at many Whole Foods locations. The group wants Whole Foods parent company, which is Amazon, to provide paid leave for those needing to self-quarantine. They also want health care coverage for part-time workers and better cleaning procedures at stores. Whole Foods says in a statement it's committed to prioritizing the well-being of team members, but it hasn't said clearly whether it's going to answer their specific demands. And the NCAA Division I Council is granting an extra year of eligibility to student athletes in spring sports whose seasons were cut short by the pandemic. It applies to all spring athletes, not just seniors, but does not include winter sports like basketball and hockey. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Oh, Lordy, I'm telling you. Hey, welcome to the last day of March. I am Bill Martinez, and this is the final hour that we have together. And who better to start it off than John Bonham, author of the Liberty book and host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. And we're here to talk about, you know, there are opportunities in this situation right now. And it might be a little bit different, John, than what people are traditionally thinking. Because our instincts, especially for guys, as we were talking with one psychologist yesterday, is our instinct is to scramble, and we see money flying out the door, and we're chasing, we're panicking. We're you know, because this is what guys do, because we're all about going out and making sure that we're providing for our family. That is our instinct. But maybe God wants us to look at this just a little bit differently and look at God's economy, not man's economy. Man's economy says, hey, look, you need a paycheck. And maybe what we need to look at is a check that comes from heaven, not a check from this temporal environment. And by that I mean is that in the opportunity that is there, this is an opportunity for service in Jesus' name that will render and give us a huge paycheck that is not necessarily consequential to the here and now, but down the road. Now, I'm not trying to over-spiritualize something here. I'm just trying to introduce a potential perspective and maybe a paradigm shift. Because, you know, being marketing guys like you and I are, we're big picture. Naturally, we're big picture people. And because we're men of faith, we also look to say, okay, well, we see what man is doing. We see what China has done. We see what all the doctors are trying to do and all the people are coming together to, you know, deal with this tragic pandemic. And we see, you know, our fellow citizens dying. And, John, it really broke my heart this morning thinking that, you know, we've got people dying in hospitals all alone. I mean, it's not like their family's around their bedside. They're not allowed to be. This is all, I mean, think about it. They are dying alone right now. And this is devastating.
Well, Bill, you know, good morning. You know, I think it's great to see the Christian response. You mentioned it. And we've already seen some amazing things happen. We've seen the place now where the church and Christians getting involved, a number of Christian churches, ministries, participating, sending thousands and thousands of supplies and necessities to cover the needs. And not just for this situation, but have done this for hurricane victims in the past and to be a part of that. So
it's instinctual.
I think you said it.
Yeah.
We're seeing indeed, seeing Christianity for what it really is. Quick response, sending to those in need. And it may well be, Bill, you know, when the final record is written of this, that historians would say in America, this has been one of our finest hours. At the end of the day, it's how we respond to it.
Exactly. Well, in much the same way as World War II, and we look back on our parents as the greatest generation, I mean, this is our opportunity to draw from that inspiration, that example that they gave us, to understand, first of all, it's all about self-responsibility. I mean, we have to step up individually because this country, the foundation of this country is we the people. Okay, we can't be knuckleheads thinking selfishly about ourselves and thinking, oh, well, you know, I got a problem here in New York City, but, you know, I can go down to Florida and still golf and, you know, swim and go do and enjoy things. So, hey, we're heading down to South Florida. We'll go to their restaurants and the whole thing. Well, meanwhile, you're carrying the virus, maybe unbeknownst to yourself, and potentially adding to the communal spread that's taking place from coast to coast. You're not healthy.
So,
you're hurting.
Can I take a couple minutes just to explain something? I think it'll help people.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, a lot of people are asking, you just said it, really, where do we find our security today? It's an important question for this age that we live in of insecurity, a lot of fear and worry, let's face it. But the good book says, right, in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear. You know, Bill, it's interesting. There was a study done by scientists, sociological, physiological, in the 20s. You know, that's when you had the Great Depression time. But it was made in a typical American town. And the conclusion was there was the overwhelming population. They didn't have any anxiety or worry. None. Very little. But a re-study of that typical American town years later found a common denominator. To all the people, there was this overarching feeling of anxiety and worry. And something has happened in the 21st century that has indeed filled hearts, many hearts, with fear. And it's because, basically, men have forgotten God. And but with Christianity, there's a new trust in God. You know, there's so many good words in that book. Casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Don't be worried about tomorrow. Be careful for nothing. I think we could learn a lot from the Middle Ages, Bill, that times were filled with problems like the bubonic plague.
Right.
The Red Death, famine. But if you look over the survey of literature, it doesn't show that there was any worry or anxiety. It wasn't a significant part of the attitudes of the people of the day. So kind of like, what will be, nothing to worry about. So I would say the answer to this fear that people have now is really found, and you said it, it's only independence in God.
Yes.
And I've called you by name. You are mine.
Right. Yeah, his promises are now and forever. You know, I had an opportunity, it's been a month ago, at NRB this year in Nashville, to talk with Shane Pruitt. Wow. What a leader, ministry leader and blogger. He's written a powerful book called Nine Common Lies Christians Believe and Why God's Truth is Infinitely Better. And to your exact point, he goes on ministry trips and he happens to go in one area in particular that has kind of, you know, on the surface, you would think, well, they've been ignored. And that, you know, in the same area, there's these two villages. And one of the people feel like, wait a minute, you know, people go by, the ministry's, missionaries go by us, and they go serve the sun, and they're doing really well, and they're vibrant and doing great, but we think God has forgotten us because we're just not getting any. Nobody cares about us. They're ignoring us. But yet down the road, same area where missionaries have gone by, they have held to the promises of God, and their attitude and their vibrancy within their village, same basic zip code, you know, not too far away from one another, but two, you know, dichotomous perceptions and solutions and output as a result of it. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from John Bona after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live. You are live.
Hey, we all bleed the same, don't we? I think so. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. The author of the Liberty book, John Bona, continues with us. John, I can see where the Education Liberty book is, resurging again, because this book is so timely right now in light of what's happening in our country.
The Liberty book really is. It shows the principles needed, really basic for America and really any nation to remain, become free and prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, of course, relies on the Bible for all of its teaching that bears on society.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what we're seeing now, how nations around the world, this is unbelievable. They're really suffocating in humanist laws and socialism,
mm-hmm. right?
At every level. But now we can rediscover by turning to the God of the Bible and really implementing His perfect law of liberty. That's
exactly
what Scripture calls it. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you do what God says, you're going to get what God says. You're going to get the blessings God's promised. You know, if you do right, it will go well for you. It's not going well for us. And, you know, to your point, John, you know, what has happened to our world right now is a true indictment on globalism. I mean, look what globalism has given us. We've been wide open and vulnerable to the Chinese that have really ignited a third world war, and they're just, you know, prancing off and nobody's watching them, but they're making some military moves right now because everybody's scrambling for the very lives of their citizenry, and they're taking full advantage after unleashing this on us. And that's not racist, that's a fact. And they've known for a long time the wet stores, the stores that produce these exotic animals for eating for the Chinese people. They've known for a long time that this is not good. It has created other viral infections. And here we are, supported not only by what they did, but backed up by the World Health Organization, which delayed the process. But thank God President Trump acted expeditiously, though the media doesn't want to see it that way, and some of the other politicians, because they can't help but politicize this deal. But, you know, at the end of the day, maybe we'll take a look back and say, wow, we were so blessed to have somebody like Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, the battle is raging in the world. I mean, it's worldwide. You know, we sit in our houses with apparent peace, hopefully, all of us, but you're right, the enemies of liberty, I mean, they're at work to overthrow longstanding laws that protect our freedoms. And I think one of the problems is, you know, most people believe liberty is kind of a gift from civil government.
No.
That, you know, it could be rightly controlled by that authority, whether it's, you know, federal, state, or local. And frankly, many civil government officials, they're happy to agree with that, right? I think that's a problem today. And it's time that Americans stand up against these abuses that oppose our freedom. We can never agree that liberty comes from the government or could be eliminated by them.
But there's some people that do, John, just as you were saying, because they don't want to believe in God. You see, if the source is not God, then you think it's Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi. Really? You want them to be the controller of your liberties and your freedoms? Lord, are you in a big mess of trouble?
Right. But when those that hold office no longer serve the people,
right.
But oppress them, you know, they're contending with a lot bigger problem, really, because they're going against God, literally, and
exactly.
Our founding documents.
Yes.
But you're right. We're facing an unprecedented attack
mm-hmm.
on our hard-won liberties, and we see it every 5 minutes in the media.
Well, John, like you and I have talked about, you know, we the people need to understand the dynamic and the power of we the people. And it starts with self-responsibility, the responsibility to understand and apply some critical thinking and common sense to what liberty is all about and the source of said liberty. You know, read our founding documents. It was not given to us by the government, because we know what the government giveth, the government taketh away. But God, no, He is faithful to His promise. But, you know, if we're not going to honor God, then we have no right. We really do. We have no right whatsoever, but by his grace and mercy, to go to the trough of his forgiveness and his beneficence. And that, you know, by the grace of God and what Jesus delivered for us, as we are not that far away from Easter Sunday and all that Easter Sunday represents for us, it's all embodied. It is the sole basis and foundation of what we believe in and celebrate and are grateful, because God, people say, well, God doesn't exist, and he's just far away, some kind of, you know, some cosmic anonymous being out there that cares less about what we're doing. Well, he must have cared an awful lot to send his son, for his son to be crucified on a cross on our behalf.
Well, that's it. And the resurrection of our Savior gives us new life and never-ending life. And that dark cloud is gone. And, we are living in this time where people see the situation desperate, many businesses closing, all these problems. And they seem insurmountable and to a lot of people. And they don't know where to turn. But for the Christian, you're right. For the Christian, we know when all seems dark, like right now, it's really just going to be a good semester in God's school. And it doesn't matter, Bill, if you're you're in kindergarten or high school or college. The lesson is always the same. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk. Now, the circumstances vary widely. There are all kinds of, I understand that. But the number one lesson God is teaching us right now is to trust him.
Right. Well, this is the deal. We cannot think that the coronavirus is happening without God's awareness. And as you say, in this whole package are many blessings and opportunities. Like I said, if you're chasing the things of this world, maybe that's not what God wants us to do. Maybe God wants us to really put some energy in service and in being kind to our neighbor and helping people out, letting the love of God, the mercy of God, pour out to people the peace of God, that they would say, John, wait a minute, I'm freaking out here. I'm losing my head, and you're like, okay? I mean, like what's happening? I mean, what do you got? Are you hermetically sealed in your household, and you don't have to worry about this? Why are you different than me?
And, it's great, Bill. We get these such encouraging words from Scripture all the time, and I know there's many people listening now that they're looking to tomorrow. They're looking in the future. They're thinking about problems. Their hearts are filled with fear about something. Let's bring it out here, right?
Right.
But Christ, you said it. He tells us, "Fear not. I'll never leave you or forsake you."
365 times. One day, one notice for every day of the year. 365 times. Some form of "Do not fear. Fear not." It's there in the Bible.
Oh my! It was to Mary and Martha, right? Fear right. not. Your brother's going to rise.
Exactly. Yes,
we hear it over and over, and so that's really the message we want to bring to the masses, really, right now as Christians.
Exactly, and the other message we want to bring, and we've only got about a little over a minute to talk about this, but this is for you to save the date, ladies and gentlemen. It is called The Return. If you have not heard about it, the National and Global Day and Movement of Prayer and Repentance that is scheduled to happen on the National Mall September the 26th of this year. This is going to be an awesome, awesome day. And the return is the return of God's people to, come together and to repent for our sins, that God would hear our prayers. Says that, look, if things are going to change, John, we got to turn from our evil ways. And if we're going to turn from our evil ways, then what are we going to turn to?
Well, there's an appointed time to, and it's set apart for one purpose. You said it, to return to God in humility and in sincerity in prayer and repentance and pray for America.
Right.
Bill, this was all done months before this happened.
Exactly.
And so we could see God's hand here, definitely.
And the website, real quick, 10 seconds left. Where can they go for more information for the return?
TheReturn.com.
TheReturn.com, just like that. John Bona, right here. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New numbers concerning coronavirus from the World Health Organization say over 800,000 people on the planet are dealing with the COVID-19 infection, and nearly 39,000 people have died because of it. And the rate of infection is increasing rapidly, including in the United States. Nearly 165,000 people in the U.S. have now been infected, and that's led to almost 3,200 fatalities. A report this morning says 90% fewer passengers are flying as compared with 2019 numbers. TSA airport checkpoint figures indicate the number of airline passengers in the U.S. was below the 200,000 mark on Saturday and Sunday. On the same days last year, more than 2 million people made their way through those checkpoints. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. And the we is uses and mises, okay? Which means we have to exercise some self-responsibility, reasonable thinking in this whole situation. Because we really are in this all together. We can't think that we're apart from it. And certainly some of the frustration is that people are out there acting rather self-centeredly and selfishly. And we understand in part because we're human beings and, you know, being trapped in our houses is not a whole lot of fun. But look at it's that old Pennzoil commercial that says you can pay me now or pay me later. And if we do not sacrifice and pay the price that is needed right now, the payment later is going to equate to millions of lives. And those of us who have violated the guidelines and thought that we were above it and thought that it didn't matter, we're the ones that are going to be responsible at the end of the day. And I don't know if you can catch that, but this is what, you know, all the founding principles and everything that's wrapped up in our Constitution, our faith principles, you know, it's all wrapped up into that because you cannot operate without consideration for your fellow man. You know, you got to love God and you got to love man. And so here's the opportunity for us to look up and to consider, as I was talking with John Bona just a moment ago, is that maybe there's a shift right now in the economy of the world. And God is saying, look, it's time for you to consider my economy, a spiritual economy. And so though the natural instinct, I want to bring Dr. Lomero on right now, the author and political analyst and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero, always good to have you with us. Let me finish this thought, and I want you to chime in here, if you would, is that in terms of God's economy, they're not the normal, you know, considerations and things that we would do of this world. You know, we were talking with a psychologist the other day, and what she clearly delineated was the difference between, you know, the genders in terms of our natural male instinct. And our natural male instinct is to, you know, here we are, you know, our livelihood is being threatened. You know, money as we know it is all being choked off and compromised. And so what are we going to do? You know, Dr. Lomero, our natural instinct is we got to run to the money. We got to figure out how to, you know, have our job and look to the government and look for the government to pay us unemployment and do all this other stuff. And maybe our peace and joy in the midst of all this is looking to God's economy, who says, hey, look at, you got your fellow man out there that is dealing with a lot. And I was thinking about it earlier today, you know, these people that are dying in hospitals, you know, their families are not around them, Gerard. They're by themselves. They are dying in loneliness right there, hooked up to a machine, and all of a sudden the virus wins and they're gone without their family. And I think in part because of that disconnect, it is really hard for families around the world, for citizens around the world in our country to realize just how serious COVID-19 is. Go ahead.
It is serious, and one of the impacts has been actually spiritual, because we know around the world, around the country, prayer life has gone up, right, believe it or not. When things get rough and people are, you know, basically sheltered at home, they have more time to think and reflect, and a lot of that has resulted in a lot more prayer life and reading of the Bible. And chances are that's a good thing. It's going to make us a stronger nation when we get through this challenge.
Exactly. Lest we forget, and in addition to that, to your point, Gerard, is that people are attending in record numbers online churches.
That's true. And, of course, some of them tried to even, I think one in Florida tried to have services in person, and then
right.
Minister got in trouble because, you know, it was a large gathering and violated the public health order and that. So we have people that are really reluctant to even give up church going, as bad as the numbers have been and how quickly the infection has spread in certain locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing that. On the other hand, I will say this, too. I think there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic. I've looked at the numbers from around the world, including the U.S., and several weeks ago I predicted that the peak of the coronavirus, or the COVID-19, if you prefer calling it by that name, would be between mid-April and mid-May with an 80% probability. And the latest numbers coming from the CDC, even the president mentioning it, I heard him yesterday, basically are saying, you know, we're expecting a peak around April 15th. So my original forecast in my much more modest, you know, I don't have a staff of 500 statisticians and you know, $10 million budget for my modest modeling. And that, but my modest model said that between April 15th and May 15th, we would peak, and then America could start going back to normal. Because basically, peaking means that you hit the worst case. And at that point, there's fewer and fewer cases each day, eventually going down to zero. Zero deaths and zero new cases. And that'll take a little while longer, but the peak is an important thing, because if you haven't hit the peak, then you don't want to create a bigger peak, because that'll make it more taxing on the resources of the country.
What about the possibility of having a resurgence? And this has been part of the precaution as well, is that, you know, though the president was aspirational in saying he would hope by Easter that we would be able to come out of this, but it's clear we're not. And it's clear he was asked, at least in my perspective anyway, that he was aspirational in his forecast to give us some sense of hope that there was light at the end of the tunnel. Of Of course, the mainstream media wants to be critical of that, but, you know, we've got to set that aside and put it in its own special file box right now.
That's right.
You know, because that's really not helping the cause and really helping us, because this thing, there's so many elements to this attack, as some have referred to it as World War III, because we have the humanitarian aspect. We've got our own psychology to deal with the fact that we're men, as I mentioned earlier, our natural instinct is get back to work. You know, wait a minute, my family's losing money. This is sheer panic. I mean, the men of the United States, the men around the world, are at the edge of the cliff looking at the abyss thinking, oh my God, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, if people can even gather and understand the fright and heightened concern that men as a general species have within them. This is just part of our wiring. And so this is absolutely freaking out. And this is why the president said, look, we have to be concerned. And until he brought up the fact that, hey, this is going to increase crime. This is going to increase suicide. You've got marriages that are going to, take a toll. All this, cultural and social impact that's going to take place as a result of being quarantined, staying at home, this is not all necessarily kumbaya, roses and rainbows kind of stuff. But we have that. We have the economy, the effect on the economy. You know, we had a strong economy going into this, but we cannot let it, we can't let the embers burn out in such a way that we have to start from, below ground zero on this thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's serious, but we have to remember something too, and that is our media, the way it's situated and the way they do things all the time, are they pick certain topics and sort of harp on them and sort of blow them out of perspective. I think they enjoy creating crises. Mm-hmm. And I've studied socialism. I have an incredible library on socialism, capitalism, and I've studied socialism, and it's a common practice that socialists seeking to become, more in power will do things like create crises, even if mm-hmm. they don't exist, so they can
exactly.
gain power. So, there are also elements of this that are sort of like create some panic and benefit from it and make the government bigger, make the
right.
government stronger. So there's that element that's part of this too. But I think what's most important is to look at the hard numbers, the factual numbers. And that's what I try to do, and I try to be objective. I don't want to put a spin on it that's this way or that way.
Right.
I want to put an honest spin on it for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as I indicated before, it is going to peak. I think the president wasn't that far off when he said
exactly.
Easter, because
well,
I think he,
well, yeah, we got to go to break, and we're going to go deeper in those numbers when we come back. More from Dr. Gerard Lomero after this.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. You
If there was ever a time that we needed to look up, ladies and gentlemen, it is now in the midst of this pandemic that really is turning this into, as the president has said, a world war footing. I mean, this is World War III that is upon our shores. I mean, it's not even, you know, it's not existential. It is in our countries, in our cities, our zip codes. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Gerard Lomero. You know, he mentions that he's been a student of socialism for decades, and he has given us a real jewel here in his latest book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy, Sold by Using False Hope and Deceit. Dr. Lomero, the author of Great News for America, popular TV and talk radio show personality, America's number one political analyst, and the reason that he is, and he is the go-to analyst, it's because he's right. He's been right. I mean, he's not out there giving you made-up numbers and sticking his thumb up in the air and thinking, well, I think the winds are blowing here. I mean, he's not going to give you a number. He's and his you know, some would say predictions, but it's according to solid you know, economic equations and looking at the numbers that he gives us with confidence, what's going to happen, whether it's, you know, how the country is moving to elect a president, certain, you know, trajectories that are happening within the culture. I mean, it's all backed by, you know, well-researched facts and stats, as opposed to a bunch of opinion talking heads that are all part and parcel of this massive realm of deception that we find ourselves in that is leaving us so vulnerable, you know, Dr. Lomero, to believe. I mean, we want to believe the Chinese. We want to believe the World Health Organization after they basically have lied to us. I mean, if people aren't smart enough to exercise some common sense and marginalize and at best be suspicious about what's coming out of China,
And that's not to say we're racist. It's just we know you by your fruit. You pick and lie to us. The World Health Organization lied to us. They gave us false information telling us from the get-go that this could not be transmitted from person to person. They led us to believe that all was under control. President Trump believed the World Health Organization and his so-called friend, President Xi, and then realized that we had to do something immediately, and that's when he shut down the airports or the airplanes coming in from China and was accused of being a racist, right?
That's right. They called him xenophobic for doing that. And by the way, that happened during the impeachment trial. So he was distracted by the impeachment trial, but yet he was smart enough to keep his eye on the ball and say, you know, hey, there's a threat to this country I've got to watch out for. And he went ahead and shut down those flights, and that was a great move because as a number of experts have said since then, there would have been a lot of sick Chinese in this country. Maybe we'd have more New York cities spread around the country because Chinese are free to go wherever they want. And if they had that disease, they'd be spreading it at the same time. And we have a bad enough, if you will, epidemic at the moment. We certainly didn't need a bigger one.
Right, exactly.
Smart move.
And you bring up a great point here about leadership and how President Trump handled this. We know by comparison how Bill Clinton handled it. I mean, to be attacked in such a way and, you know, that the president was attacked. And, I mean, even when you have somebody from the Republican party like Mitt Romney voting, in essence, to impeach the president. I mean, do you realize how significant that vote was in wiping out the people's vote, 63 million votes that were going to be invalidated with the sweep of a hand and, by the Senate and by a few number of senators who, if they voted in such a way, was just... You know, I believe would have caused a revolt in this country.
Well, I'll tell you, the people on the left have certainly gone to great lengths to get rid of the president. The Russian hoax, the Ukrainian hoax, and now, you know, doing everything they can to talk down the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, one data point I'll give you, and this is pretty easy to verify, it's real data, and that is, as of the last time I checked, I guess this is as of last week I checked, there were 19 governors that basically shut down their states,
mm-hmm.
basically made commerce grind to a halt for social distancing purposes.
Yeah. And it's now 31 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, see, it's added since, but
right.
I can give you data as of the 19.
Right.
When there were 19, 15 of those governors were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly the Democrats jumped out ahead. And I'll mention one Democrat, the Democrat governor of the state of Michigan, who my understanding is used to work for George Soros, so could have some political implications there.
But
he used a model that was developed by three people who are Hillary Clinton supporters. They have a model out there that so far has shown their numbers to be way an exaggeration of the real threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, they predicted so many people would be hospitalized in New York as of March 19th, for example, and it turned out to be way lower, like quite a bit lower.
Right.
And so there are a lot of models out there, but you can't just believe every model, especially if some people created them with political purposes in mind.
Well, New York, we know, is a bit suspicious anyway, because Governor Cuomo, 5-6 years ago, took federal money that was supposed to go to support the health infrastructure, the hospitals, ventilators, and all that, and he decided to spend it on green items like windmills. And so now when he needs the infrastructure, it's not there for him. And so what he's doing is yelling and screaming, thinking that nobody is going to remember that he took federal monies and they diverted it. And it's going to be curious to see how many of these other blue states that where the Democrats in concert said, oh, we don't need that infrastructure. And they, they chose to spend the money elsewhere irresponsibly. And now they're coming back to the government, you know, to us, we the people, and saying, hey, we need more money. Oh, because you made bad decisions and you decided to offer free health care to illegal immigrants. And let's just go down the list of how, and you went into the Green Deal, you went into solar and all these other things that money was not earmarked for. And here we are full circle, and we're just, you know, with the president signing, you know, a $2 trillion plus survival bill, you know, to get us through the situation. I tell you, it's going to be up to we the people to keep an eye on that money. You talk about follow the money. Follow the money and see where that money's going. We already know $25 million, you know, is going supposedly for a facelift for, you know, the Kennedy Center. And, you know, what do? They laid off musicians.
I know, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, you know, it's like, wait a minute, that's really a slap in the face of the people of America this is our money. It's not only just our money, Gerard, it's our kids, it's our grandkids. I mean, we're starting to get down to our great-great-grandkids now.
That's absolutely right. By the way, I think before the break you mentioned about, what about a second wave?
Yes.
And then I wanted to address that. We ran out of time then. And I wanted to tell you that I thought that the second wave is likely not to be as bad as the first wave. Sometimes they are, and mm-hmm. we have seen data with some flu epidemics that have seen that. But I think this one's going to be different because, first of all, I think all the social distancing, we've actually gotten the peak much lower than it could have been potentially. But in addition, we see great promise with the anti-malaria drug, the hydroxychloroquine, and the Z-Pak. Those two together, there's a lot of anecdotal. I know it's not the 10-year-long studies, but we don't have time for 10-year-long studies.
Right, exactly.
People are using it, and right now they're making tens of millions of doses. The people who take it are better in 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Some of them are going home right away.
Right.
And you're not needing respirators because people are getting better. So I think because of the drug, I think the drug is going to help to mitigate future, people getting ill. And I also think there's a chance that the early fast track vaccine may work as well. We may not mm-hmm. have to wait 18 months for a vaccine.
Right.
I expect that that once we get out of the quarantine, if you will, of the mm-hmm. economy, and we go back to normal, which will probably happen late May, June, we'll be back to normal.
And of course, warming temperatures are going to help us as well.
That,
you know, to that
help.
End. Right.
That always cuts the virus moving on and spreading. And
well, the other marker, though, too, is to look at what's happening with testing. Testing has gone up. Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci said when testing goes up, you're going to look for, you know, more people confirmed with the virus, which is a good thing. And that will also help the study in terms of coming up with a prophylactic that will prevent the further spread of this disease. So I think there's markers here that you're looking at, Dr. Lomero, that give us some pretty good confidence that, mid-April, mid-May, you know, we could hit that benchmark and be able to return, you know, slowly but surely back to, I don't want to say normal, but maybe an adjusted normal.
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be adjustments made in that. We're certainly going to have a lifetime supply of ventilators. I'm pretty sure of that.
Mm.
Because right now it seems like we're making more than we're going to actually use. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're shipping stuff out. We're shipping stuff. Yes, exactly. I mean, here we are, America once again. I mean, it's not like we're just taking care of ourselves. I mean, and where we have excess, we're shipping this out to other countries because that's the way we are.
We are, but I think that the outlook is good. I think the economy will bounce back. I do have economic models, too, and I do think the economy is going to be backing up. The companies that were doing really well before this happened, a lot of that value is going to come right back into the market.
I agree.
They're still companies.
Dr. Gerard Lomero, we'll leave it there. Look forward to having you back, the author and political analyst here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George.